Tuesday night, or Le Yudalit Iyar. Okay, let's say you're counting Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe that's redundant. Let's say you're counting the Omer, and you said the days properly, but you messed up the weeks on the days. It can happen, you know, you don't have a sitter there. Math was never your strong point in school. So you said the days right, but you messed up the day, the week. You say Shehem, etc., and you messed up, so that's your Yotze. Your Yotze b'dieved. And let's say you got the weeks and the days right. You said, let's say, 4 weeks and a day, but you messed up the day, so you're also Yotze, the post can say. But here's what's interesting. Not at the end of the week. Only in the middle of the week. This last din. Again, you messed up the days, you said the wrong days. You got right, you said 4 weeks on a day. You got that right. So the place can say you ate it with the evidence. But if it's the end of a week and you messed up the day, you said 29 days, which is 4 weeks, then you're not Yotze. The reason the Chayr is Poshet, that they hold that saying it's 4 weeks and a day is b'dievet okay, and it's like saying 29 days. But at the end of the week, there's a din to be safe for the weeks. You're being safe for the weeks. So you're not really, you're not counting the days, you're counting the weeks. You have to count the days. What the Paiskim HaMechadesh is that if you mess up the days and you properly say the weeks and the day, that's your Yotze, so it seems that they hold it's another way of saying the days, saying it's 4 weeks and a day. And also if you, right? So that's why if you say the days right and mess up weeks and days, you're okay. And if you say the day's wrong and you got the right weeks and day, you're okay. But at the end of the week, this is the Chiddush. But at that, the Chayr, that's the Pshat. But at the end of the week, if you messed up the day, you're not Yosef at the Evid, because then you said today is last night. A guy would have said today is 29 days, which is 4 weeks. So then you're not Yosef because you didn't say the days, because then the Kivun is to count the weeks and you didn't count the days. Mashenkin in the middle of the week. That's what I guess that's the pshat in what they're saying. If you said 4 weeks and a day, so that's the equivalent of saying 29 days. You're counting the days. Because you only count the weeks at the end of a week. You don't count the weeks. That we say, Shehem Arba Shavuos, the Yom Echad, is not really, it's Nishtahin Nishtahar. You're not really doing anything. It's just a way of keeping up the count. So that's what they're saying. But the Evid, that's called counting days, saying it's 4 weeks and a day. Okay, but Mashenk, at the end of the week, everybody should realize this. The end of the week, you're doing like a separate, not separate, but a specific mitzvah of counting the weeks. And that's only the last day of the week. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Mitzvah the Mimne Yoime, or Mitzvah the Mimne Shavue. So that's the difference between the middle of the week and the end of the week. Okay, a Kinyan of Torah that we're up to is Kabbalas Yisurin. Kabbalas Yisur. Now that can have many meanings. It has, the Mefarshim say many meanings. I'll mention two of them. One is, Kabbalas Yisurin is a fine thing, and it's, you know, you're supposed to be Mekabal Yisurin, Yisurin Shalahava, Gemara and Brachas, but how is it a Kinyan Torah? So one approach is, when the Rambam talks about the Chi of Talmud Torah, and he describes how a person has to learn Torah, Yom Uvalaylo, Yom Uvalaylo, whatever the absolute Chi of is. So he points out even a Bal Yisurin, even someone that finds it hard. Imagine the air conditioner is not working. Like you're actually supposed to learn even if the air conditioner is broken. Maybe, yep. So even a Bal Yisurin has to learn. So that would be a Kinyan of Torah, someone who recognizes that even if he's not 100% comfortable, the table height isn't just so, they forgot to bring the candies tonight, the lighting isn't just so, the air conditioning isn't just so, the heating isn't just so, the soda, the this, it's a little too noisy, you still have to learn. That's what the Rambam says. But Yisurin, that's, I just described modern day Yisurin, by the way. Yeah, so that would be one beer in Kabbalas Yisurin. Another beer, you know, being a Kenyan Torah. another beer. Oh, that's enough. That's enough for tonight. Now we should actually go learn.